there's in the inyan of chukim, and specifically in Torah Duma, there's an opportunity to see what I believe is a very interesting attitude towards understanding and delving and deriving whatever possible wisdom, insight, and understanding that we can. And there's a Sipurnu here, and then a Sefer HaChinuch. The Sipurnu says that at the beginning here, it says, Perek Yud Tes, Zeis Chukas HaTorah Shatziva Hashem, referring to the Pora Aduma, Bo'omru Hazeh Aleyem Mechatos, V'hinei Kvar Omru Lekach Kosa Bo'chuko, Gzeri, what is the Loshon of Chuka? He has a whole Akdoma. The Sipurna wrote it in different places. Others have Akdomas that he says, what is a chukah? What does it mean? Chuk? Gzeirahil milfonai, ve'en lucha reshus laharara chareho. It's a gzeiro. Don't go seeing, I understand it, I don't understand it, I'm explaining the reasons, what's the reason. He says, this is a gzeira, there's no reshus to, oh, that doesn't make any sense, how could we do such a thing? Metamei tohirim, temetayor temeyim, metamei tohirim. No, ushleima omra leo omati echkemo v'irachoykomimeni, and don't be a little bit insulted that it's beyond you, because Shleima HaMelech said, I thought I could, and the Chazal say it refers to this, the Por Adumo, I thought I could get it, I could understand it, and I realized that it was beyond me too. If it's beyond Shleima HaMelech, certainly it's beyond us, and that's the way we should approach Chukim. This is Gzerihim Milfonai, and that's all. And then he goes, "Umeikre ahelim bozehu shehi metame es hatohirim umetares es hatmeim." So he says, "What the real hidden thing, the confusion here is this contradiction in something that if you tor, it's going to make you tome. If you tome, it's going to make you tor. That sounds like some type of a contradiction that is beyond what we would say we could possibly understand. It doesn't make any sense. Omnom bahavineinu el kol hamitzvah." Says, with our understanding of all the mitzvah, ulai dovor yegunov v'nikach shemetz menhu. He says, with our trying to understand the whole mitzvah, in other words, delving and delving and delving, ulai dovor yegunov, maybe something will be stolen, v'nikach shemetz menhu, will steal a little bit something from the insights that we'll find, and we'll take some shemetz, we'll have some little bit, v'zeh ki motzonu, and this is because we found, and then he goes on, for brevity's sake, we left it out to seven different limudim that he makes from the inyan of Pora Aduma. And just to point out a very simple thing, and that is that here you're talking that we know that this is a choik. Gzeirihi milfonai, ein lecha reshus, it's beyond us. We're not given a reason. It's not supposed to be a reason, it seems. And ad kedei kach, that Chazal tell us that Shleima HaMelech was not capable of understanding anything in this. Choshavti echkemo v'hirachoy kamimeni. And then the Sipurnu then begins an analysis, and he says that he explains what the contradiction is, what the problem is. He says omnom. Says, but we're going to go further. If we will attempt to understand this mitzvah, well, we just said it's beyond us. Shleima HaMelech tried, and he havineinu el kol mitzvah. We're going to look at the broader thing. In other words, he was not deterred by the fact that Shleima HaMelech couldn't understand it, and he's it's beyond our understanding. But we're going to look at the whole thing, and ulai dover yegunov. Maybe we'll steal something. In other words, they steal something, I assume it's there, but it's hard to find. We couldn't. So maybe we'll find something and we'll keep the gunav v'nikach shemetz, even for little shemetz. And then he goes into this whole analysis. So I think that this is maybe just a validation or a vindication of the attitude that we have to have. That, you know, the fact that it's rechoyko emeni, the fact that, on the one hand, I don't understand it. It's very confusing. But still, maybe I could get some lesson. Maybe there's some element of havona. Maybe I could steal a little shemetz of something, something that's a minor little detail. I don't allow myself to give up. I don't allow myself to be overwhelmed. I don't allow myself to be influenced by the fact that this is really beyond me. But there's something there. There might be some. And he takafines the seven insights and things that he learns from it. So just this attitude, you know, that some people take the, well, it's so difficult, it's so beyond us, it's so deep, it's a, greater people didn't understand it. We have to understand whatever we can get. And if I can't understand the level of the greater people, but I could find a little thing to sneak out of it, a little bit of insight, a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of a shemetz of something, then that's worthy of effort, that's worthy of amelus, and it should not be deterred by the fact that the greater people were not able to understand this thing, but for whatever I can get, I don't stop. I'm not deterred. Really goes a step further. We'll see in a moment. But I just wanted maybe a little bit of an excuse to mention, this is the famous Sipurnu that's quoted. The Rosh Yeshiva always used to quote this. Rabbi Aaron Kotler quoted this to his Talmidim. And it says at the end, he goes in a little bit to the people that are Oisik Bisroifoso, the Eilech, those become Tomei. He says, but the Hamazeh, the one who sprinkles the offer, and the Mekadesh, the final processes of the Tehoira, Heim Tehoirim, they do not become Tomei through their involvement, through their touching of the Efer Pora Adumo, even though the others do. So he says, Omnom, HaChachomim HaMoirim Chatoim Baderech, Chachomim that teach sinners that are on the wrong derech, I guess to bring them to the right derech, Shem Kimo HaMazav HaMekadesh, they're like the Mazen Mekadesh. They're comparable to the one who these two last avoiders in the Porah Aduma. Loi tochol aleihem bezeh tumo klal. Tumo is not going to befall them. Tumo will not befall them. Just like tumo doesn't befall the Mazen Mekadesh, even though everyone else who's metapel gets tome, so too the chachomim that are meirim chatoim baderech, they too are not going to be negatively affected, the tumor won't be chalan. Uvechein yeh b'prote shmiras hamitzvah hazois b'ksovo u'kamoshabo b'kabolo. V'remez l'chol eile sheheim mechabnus haterbali sofik. Okay, so I'm not sure exactly, but the point I think is that we see from here, and that's what they always quoted, there's a havtocha here, that we see that there's a remez that we learn, one of the shemitz that he was goinev from this whole Pora Aduma was this message that a person who is involved with being Moire Chatoim Baderech, so he says such a person, the tumor that he deals with will not be chal on him. It's true that the Navardikas used to say that a broom sweeps clean, but all the dirt remains on the broom. So it seems, I don't know what they were referring to, maybe by brooms it works that way, but the Sipurnu says that when a person is Meira Chatoim Baderech, and here it's not just that he's Meira, that he's teaching, that he's this, but it's Chatoim. He's the Mamish people who are sinners, and he's working with them to teach them the right way. Such a person can be assured, can be guaranteed that he's not going to be negatively affected. Just to make it very brief over here, because I've mentioned this once before, but I wanted to use this as an opportunity to mention, the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah Pora Aduma says that he gives up. He says, if you look at the second paragraph on the left, Afal pi shemalani libi lachtoiv remozim mitaymi ha-mitzvahs, he says, even though I've written remozim and hints and understandings, a sherish shekodmu al tzad ha-pshat, which were basically the pshat in the mitzvah, to be machanech my son and his friends, Yishmoreim Kel, Hashem should protect them, but mitzvazu rofu yodai. He says, when it came to Pora Aduma, I became paralyzed. My hands became weak, I couldn't do it. I'm afraid to open my mouth to explain this Pora Aduma, gam bipshat. Why is he so paralyzed to explain Pora Aduma? Chachomim went into such depth and the depth of its yonim and this. Ad she'omru, Shamelech Shlomo Shlema HaMelech, who was masig all the time HaTorah, on this one he said, "Amarti echmavi rochoyka mimeni." Like the Sipurnu brought, I thought I could understand this one too. This is beyond me. I can't. Gamomer beMedrash Tanchuma. More than that, Rabbi Yosi Reb Chanina Omer Omer Lo Yakudish Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Hashem said to Moshe, "Lechoani Megale Tampora Aduma V'loy LaAcherim." He says, I'm going to tell it to you and not to anyone else. So he says that only to you I'm going to reveal it. So here the Chinuch says he's paralyzed. Rofu Yoda, my hands are too weak to write any kind of an explanation, even though I have such a mission to my son and his friends. And even though if you look at the middle Sherish HaMitzvah on Kol Sor V'Chol Dvash, he says over there he's afraid that his son and his friends will go off the derech if the Torah seems to them a sefer chosum, and even if one mitzvah he doesn't have a tam, he is concerned about that, therefore he comes up with something by this Kol Sor V'Chol Dvash Lo Yisaktiru, and over here he doesn't even do that. Over here he's so paralyzed, even for he says, even though he said I did it for my children, here I can't even with that great motivation that his children are going to go off the derech possibly if they can't have some understanding of what it's all about. On one mitzvah they'll say it's a sefer chosam, even though they know they he gave him reasons for everything else, but he was afraid. Over here even that fear was overpowered by the fear that he had of even touching this Parah Aduma concept of understanding it, because Shlomo HaMelech couldn't, and Chazal say it was revealed, Hashem said, only to Moshe Rabbeinu, no one else. But then he continues, this is just put together here, but and he says, V'ato, then he ends up by giving an explanation of Por Aduma. So this V'ato is like a new piece at the end. Al Yachshav, no, V'ze'eno Boru, oh, he says, oh, that's, I'm sorry, that's the end of what he says. V'ze'eno Boru Lahasig Bu'inyan Klum. Whatever I said here is not clear. He said something, he tried to come up with something, but he wasn't sure about it, it wasn't clear. Elo, so why did he do it? Shechibas HaKodesh V'HaChesek Lo Hasig Yediya Benister Yonid HaKona Lichtoiv. He says, the love of Dvorim Shebekdusha and the passionate desire to get some Yediya in the hidden things of the Torah shook my pen and made me write. In other words, he says, I was paralyzed from delving into this, the Tam of Por Aduma. Ad kedei kach, that even though on another mitzvah I didn't know the Tam, I worked on and I did something for the benefit of my kid and his friends that they might go off the derech if they don't have such a thing. And over here, even that couldn't overpower my paralysis. My hands were too weak. Shlomo HaMelech couldn't do it. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one who was revealed to, so I give up. It's not Shaykh. But then he says, he wrote something anyway, and he says, it's not borur, ain't borur lahasig b'inyan klum, nothing is clear here, but chibas hakodesh, the love of dvorim shebekdusha, and the cheshek just forced my pen to write. It seems that after everything else fails, that I realize this is beyond me. And I it's so much beyond me that the greatest motivation of keeping my children on the derech that can't overpower this weakness or paralysis or sense of that it's beyond my capability. It can't be done. It can't be done no matter how great the motivation. But there's an avas haTorah that's some deeply embedded within him, and for that he says, the Chibas HaKodesh and the Cheshek to understand forced me into it. I was forced to, I couldn't control myself. It seems that there's a musig of appreciation of Torah to the extent that it's beyond my control to stop. They say that Rebbetzin Feinstein, Zochrein Lebroch, used to say that her husband is a shikr of Torah. That Shikha can't stop drinking. You know, I guess that's what it is. He's addicted. She would say her husband is addicted to the learning. He says, it's not Shaykh. That there's such an avos, there's such a chibas hakodesh, there's such a cheshek. So, you know, I mean, we're not necessarily holding by such a level. But on the other hand, the picture of an individual who is in such a matzav that he's overwhelmed, but yet couldn't control his pen. The pen moved, so to speak, on its own, because that Chibus HaKodesh, we know that when we see a picture of something of greatness, it gives us a new potential. Focus on this could add to our own potential, at least on some level, to be able to develop a greater sense of Chibus HaKadosh.